Thursday, June 5th, marks the beginning of the Red Earth Festival, now in its 28th year. And this year marks a new direction and new location for the three-day festival. I'm Susan Shannon, and this is Indian Times. In its nearly three decades of existence, Red Earth Native American Cultural Festival has grown into one of Oklahoma's more recognized and anticipated Native American cultural events. USA Today named the festival one of the 10 great places to celebrate American Indian culture. In 2013, more than 1,200 American Indian artists, dancers, and singers from over 100 tribes throughout North America gathered to celebrate and showcase the richness and diversity of their heritage. 2014 marks a change of venue for Red Earth. With the OKC Thunder beyond regular season play, Red Earth organizers were unable to guarantee arena space in the Cox Convention Center.
We were kind of a casualty of the success of downtown Oklahoma City with the Thunder being so successful in basketball and national media utilizing so much of the Cox Convention Center. And then in the past, the hockey team has been in the playoffs, and we couldn't get our arena space guaranteed because they had their first right of refusal. So we had to find a new location.
So Red Earth turned to one of the largest Native-owned venues, Remington Park, located in northeast Oklahoma City. In past years, Red Earth has followed the usual powwow format with a grand entry, a few intertribal dances for everyone to join in on, followed by contests and more intertribals. But without the arena design and seating that was available at the Cox Convention Center, organizers were forced to rethink the event structure.
Our dance is changing this year, and that's an exciting thing.
The powwow has morphed into a strictly contest powwow. Grand entry, when all competitors dance into the arena, will be at noon on Friday and Saturday. Preliminary contests take place Friday, with winners announced at 6 p.m. Saturday.
We'll be naming Red Earth National Champions in men's fancy war dance and women's fancy shawl dance. We wanted to showcase the best of Oklahoma, and we think these two dances are very significant to the Red Earth Festival and the state.
These two categories are flashy and fast, requiring a certain amount of athleticism, knowledge of intricate steps, and exact endings to many Native songs. Stopping on time is imperative.
We've doubled our prize money. We've doubled the number of places that people can win. So Red Earth Festival this year is going to feature some of the best Indian dancing in the country, because we expect the best to be competing for that competition. And we'll have two different age categories. We'll have adult and teen in both the men's and women's.
Patrons can also witness an award-winning exhibition of hoop dancing by Lane Jensen and the Jensen Family Hoop Dancers. Hoop dancing is a form of storytelling through dance. A range of 4 to 30 hoops are manipulated to look like symbols, animals, or birds by the dancer. Lane Jensen won third place at the 24th annual Heard Museum World Championship Hoop Dance Contest earlier this year. As is the tradition, the Red Earth Art Market will open the festival on Thursday, June 5th at 6 p.m. An award for Best of Show will be presented at that time, with the public invited to browse the show until 10 p.m. Contemporary art, such as sculpture, painting, and graphics, will be on display, as well as more traditional Native art forms, beadwork, basketry, and jewelry.
This will be the first time in years that we've been able to have our own food booth. So we're talking with a lot of different food vendors about having authentic Native foods available.
Food will be served out on the plaza side of the track, with continuous live music going on. Rock bands, blues bands, and some rockabilly featuring American Indian musicians will add to the atmosphere of the festival. Friday, June 7th, the festival parade starts at 9 a.m. in downtown Oklahoma City. Tribal representatives as well as dance competitors will be in full regalia for the parade.
It will circle the Myriad Botanical Gardens as it did last year. That's a great place to have it, you know, because the park is so beautiful and shady and has lots of great curb space for people to watch the parade.
The Red Earth Festival takes place June 5th, 6th, and 7th. This is Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, KGOU.org.